This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, another wild day in Trump land. Glad to be an anchorman, a host, a talk show maven at a time where, what did the Chinese say? May you live in interesting times. Man, do we live in interesting times. These are the most interesting times in history. And it makes you tune in and say, what's going on? What does Wayne Root say about it all? I call it the Root Reaction. And my reaction is, the coup continues. There's no other way to explain it. There was a coup against the President of the United States. These people are guilty of treason against the United States of America. And treason is punishable with life in prison, decades in prison, or literally the death penalty. So they've all got to double down, triple down, and quadruple down. Don't you understand that? They've got no choice. They've got to continue to go after Trump and make up lies, or they're going to, or Trump and his people are going to come after them and put him in jail for life. Do you see what's going on? It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, at the same time this is happening, that Mueller makes his idiotic statement today, which makes absolutely no sense at all. I interviewed Bill O'Reilly earlier this morning. You'll see it on my Newsmax TV show, the third hour here on radio, USA Radio, and we lead off hour number three with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, you know, came up, he sounded like a lawyer or a prosecutor. A U.S. attorney, the Attorney General of the United States. He sounded fantastic. And he came up with many reasons why everything Mueller says is total, complete nonsense. Total, complete nonsense. And at the same time that's happening, you have a DOJ watchdog who says a former FBI official illegally leaked court documents and disclosed sensitive information and took gifts from the media. This is what you've got going on in this country. I'm telling you, it's a disaster. The media, the government is filled with terrible people. Republican senators probe the intelligence agencies and the Russian leaks. And the Justice Department's internal watchdog announced an investigative summary released Wednesday that an unnamed former FBI deputy assistant director engaged in misconduct, including leaking sensitive information to the media, violating federal law by disclosing sealed court documents, and taking a gift from someone in the media. Nevertheless, the Inspector General indicated without explanation that prosecution of this Deputy Assistant Director was declined. The investigation's findings will be referred to the FBI for potential further action. Of course they were declined, because the people in charge of the FBI were Comey and McCabe, and they're all criminals who are in bed with the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, and Barack Obama, the criminals. It's unbelievable. The IG indicated in the June 2018 report on DOJ and FBI misconduct that although FBI policy strictly limits employees who are authorized to speak to the media, we found this policy appeared to be widely ignored during the period reviewed. The official became the second high-level FBI employee to be formally rebuked by the IG over media contact seen as improper. And do you think it's a mistake or a coincidence that the IG's report came out at the same time as Mueller, so the media can ignore it completely and just talk about Mueller all day, and that Trump is going to be impeached? Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe was fired from the Bureau in March by then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions after an Inspector General report revealed he lacked candor when discussing his communications about federal probes with members of the media. What does that mean, he lacked candor? Are you not allowed to say he's a liar? That it's fake news? That he's a fraud? You want to say, oh, he lacked candor. When it's a Republican, you're a liar and fraud. When it's a Democrat, you lacked candor. The IG flagging what it called an apparent cultural problem at the Bureau, meaning the FBI, said at the time it would announce the conclusion of multiple separate investigations into the matter at a later date. The Wednesday report appeared to be an opening salvo in those reports. a distinct comprehensive IG report covering a variety of additional matters. Isn't that the word that the FBI used to discuss the crimes of Hillary Clinton? There were matters, including potential FBI surveillance abuses, is expected in a matter of weeks. But why did he put this out today when Mueller put his out today? Why is that? Or is it that he, the IG Horowitz, had his coming out today and Mueller decided to cover it up? Mueller and his allies, his gang of conspirators. John Durham, U.S. Attorney in Connecticut. John Huber, U.S. Attorney in Utah, are conducting independent parallel probes into the FBI and the DOJ. And last week, President Trump authorized Attorney General William Barr to classify and release materials pertinent to the reviews. The investigative summary released Wednesday, that's today, specifically found by preponderance of evidence that the DAD had engaged in misconduct when the DAD, this is a deputy director of the FBI, accepted a ticket valued at approximately $225 to attend a media-sponsored dinner as a gift from a member of the media in violation of FBI policy and federal regulations. The report also assessed that the DAD disclosed to the media the existence of information that had been filed under seal in federal court in violation of 18 U.S.C. 401, contempt of court, provided without authorization FBI law enforcement sensitive information to reporters on multiple occasions, and had dozens of official contacts with the media without authorization in violation of FBI policy. Contempt of court could be punished by jail or fine at the court's discretion, but they did nothing. Media leaks played a central role in advancing the narrative that the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia, and Republican lawmakers have charged the FBI and the DOJ planted sensitive information to further their own political investigative goals. The FBI, for example, extensively relied on news articles, including one from Yahoo News, to obtain a surveillance warrant to monitor former Trump aide Carter Page. The FBI didn't inform the FISA court the Yahoo article relied on a source that, according to Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator and Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman, the FBI knew was politically motivated. Internal FBI text messages obtained by Fox News also show FBI brass fretting that a senior DOJ official had similar concerns about a FISA source's bias. Do you understand what this all means? Can I put it in human terms, simple terms? The FBI wants to frame you. So first they go to the media and they lie about you. Then the media writes about the lie. Then they use the lie in the article to go get a warrant from the FISA court to go after you and frame you. And text messages between ex-FBI employees and former lovers Peter Strzok and Lisa Page unearthed last year revealed the government officials were leaking like mad in the run-up to the Trump-Russia collusion probe. In addition, a significant number of communications between FBI employees and journalists, we identified social interactions between FBI employees and journalists that were, at a minimum, inconsistent with FBI policy and department ethics rules, the IG wrote. For example, we identified instances where FBI employees received tickets to sporting events from journalists, went on golf outings with media representatives, were treated to drinks and meals after work by reporters, and were guests of journalists at non-public social events. Of course they were. The FBI was doing the work of the media, and the media was doing the work of the FBI, and they were both together in a conspiracy to destroy this president, and it was a coup against the president of the United States. First, to make sure he wasn't elected, then a coup against the actual president of the United States. The IG concluded by describing the harm caused by leaks, fear of potential leaks, and a culture of unauthorized media contacts. We don't believe the problem is with the FBI's policy, he said, which we found to be clear and unambiguous. We concluded the leaks highlight the need to change what appears to be a cultural attitude. How is this not the lead story in the news? Because Mueller made sure his story was the lead story in the news. And I never quote others, never, right? But I'm going to quote Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh on Mueller's remarks, he says, you realize what an abomination of the justice system that is. Rush Limbaugh slammed DOJ Special Counsel Mueller for a statement regarding whether or not Trump had committed obstruction of justice. Limbaugh called such a statement an abomination. Limbaugh said, this is going to be very interesting because I went back during the break, I went back to the archives, and I found the Attorney General on two separate occasions when he announced that Mueller's report was in and that he had read the report and gave his four-page summary and had some questions out there. The media asked questions. Of course, Mueller didn't deign to take any questions, and we know why. Mueller doesn't want any questions about the stuff he ignored. I'll go through all this and I'll get you the crux of Rush Limbaugh's final remarks, but it's obvious to me why it's an abomination. First of all, there was only one point to the entire Mueller investigation: Russian collusion. And Mueller concluded two things for sure, and only two things for sure. Number one, Russia attempted to collude on the election, meaning attempted to subvert the American election. So do we. We do it every day. So does Israel. So does Canada. So does Britain. So does China. So does everybody. Attempts to screw up everybody's election. This is the biggest bunch of junk I've ever heard in my life. But that's okay. He included Russia, did try and do that. Then number two, he said, without any doubt, Trump and no one in the Trump campaign ever colluded with Russia or knew anything about it. That's the facts of the Mueller investigation. And then he comes back and says, on the topic of obstruction, well, I have two things to say about that. Bill O'Reilly said clearly, there can't be obstruction, because if there was, you'd have to charge him. And if you didn't charge him, then he's innocent. If you didn't have enough evidence to charge him, in America, you're completely innocent. Stop casting aspersions. But number two is my big one. You can't say to someone, I'm going to frame you for murder you didn't commit. And then during the investigation, let's get you an obstruction for something you never did. Of course you're going to get someone mad when you frame them and you lie and you put lies in the media. And of course Donald Trump, who's like me, a hothead, is going to start screaming at people, let's fire everybody. Because you've just unjustly accused them of something they didn't do. Then you're going to call it obstruction when there never should have been an investigation in the first place? My God, anybody could find obstruction. Have you ever been unjustly accused of something you did not do? You mean you don't respond by freaking out and saying, I want to fire that guy? But now you're in trouble for something that never happened. They're getting you on a crime that you're trying to cover up that never happened. And, as Bill O'Reilly pointed out, you can't be guilty if there is no evidence. But it just amazed me that the DOJ watchdog came out with this damning evidence against the FBI today, on the same day as Mueller. Are you looking to get it buried in the media? Absolutely. Someone's looking to get it buried in the media. The entire FBI is rotten to the core. We'll be right back. War Now.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, just disgusted. See the shining sea, but disgusted with what's going on in this country. We are fighting a battle, my friends. With the D.C. swamp and with the deep state and with all these terrible people that are on the take from the Mexican drug cartels, I'm telling you, the Democratic Party is bought and sold by foreign interests, by globalists, by people who hate America, by Mexican drug cartels, by the Mexican mafia. It's an absolute travesty what's happening to our country, how corrupt it is. And they're all against a raid against one man, President Trump. In any case, Wayne Allen Root in the world-famous War Room. Deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas, Nevada. 790 Talk Now. It was started by, it was run by, it is operated by, it is owned by the great Edward Stoltz, the man who gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my start in syndicated radio all over this country. Thank you, Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. It's a stock. If you like what they got, if you like their CEO, turn a 15-cent a share stock to a $200 a share stock and create a $15 billion in shareholder value, one of the great hits in the history of Wall Street, and this is new baby, Fordham. Check it out. Make your own decision. Get educated, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-M. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. 855. If what's going on makes you as sick as it makes me, then I'll tell you right now, it's an absolute, absolute travesty. Listen to what's going on. Forget about for a second Mueller. Let's throw that away. Forget about the IG. The Inspector General comes out with how corrupt the FBI is, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. Much more is coming. How about the liberal mayor of Sunland Park, New Mexico, issues a cease and desist order against We Build the Wall and Brian Kolfage and Steve Bannon? For months, the liberal media mocks We Build the Wall and his plan, Brian Kolfage's plan, to use private donations to help build the much-needed security wall between the U.S. and Mexico. And the guy, what else does the guy have to do? He's got missing arms and legs, three of them missing, as a hero to the United States Army and military. He raised over $20 million in private donations from over 260,000 individuals to build a border wall on the U.S. southern border. And this weekend, they announced they built their first almost mile along the El Paso border. And then on Tuesday, the Democratic mayor of Sunland Park, New Mexico, announced the construction of a privately funded border barrier on private property over Memorial Day weekend was not in compliance with the city ordinance. Sunland Park Mayor Javier Perea. And you'll notice I say that with a funny tinge. Javier Perea, are you an American? Do you believe in America? Do you fly an American flag? Does it mean anything to you? Who are you working for? Are you working for the Mexican drug cartels? Are they threatening your family? Have they given you millions of dollars in a Swiss bank account? Sunland Park Mayor Javier Perea issued a cease and desist order against We Build the Wall as they were wrapping up the project west of El Paso. Here's what he had to say. We Build the Wall made the following statement, actually, to refute the mayor's charges. We Build the Wall has done everything they needed to do to be in compliance with all regulations. We've had members from Sunland Park City Government out to inspect the site and to witness the first concrete pour. We believe it's a last-ditch effort to intimidate us from completing this historic project by a local government with a long history of corruption problems. There you go. Please call the corrupt officials in Sunland Park and tell them to stop playing games. Call them at 575-589-7565. 575-589-7565. And keep calling them and keep the pressure on. We want our wall. Brian Kolfage said there's nothing more than a witch hunt. I got to get Brian Kolfage on the show. If you're listening, Andrew, get Brian Kolfage on the show of We Build the Wall. He says we have the correct permits. We've done everything necessary to be in compliance. City inspectors gave us approval last week. It's a political witch hunt, and we're not going to back down. This is the D.C. swamp. This is the deep state. And in this case, I'll bet you money it's the Mexican drug cartels. These mayors of towns along the border are so dirty. They're so corrupt. They're so in the pocket of the drug cartels. They're so in fear of their lives. Because, of course, you know, you're like a $50,000 a year mayor. You're in nothing. And one day they offer you $1 million in a Swiss bank account. And guess what? At that point, they got you by the cojones. Because now they'll kill you and your family if you ever go back because they own you. So there's only one way to go. You have to take their side every time. You can't put a wall up because that would stop human trafficking and drug trafficking. Oh, I take a deep look, President Trump. Ask your attorney general to investigate the mayor of Sunland Park. Dig deep. It's there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reacting to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's public comments made on Wednesday. While addressing the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, Pelosi says regarding President Trump, she's not ruled out impeachment.
Nothing is off the table. But we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parsons responds to a lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood over the license renewal of the organization's only Missouri abortion clinic.
Planned Parenthood has been reluctant to cooperate with health department officials, including withholding access to interviews of abortion doctors.
This is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is
today's War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Many of you heard my show last week when Justin Amash, the congressman, Republican from Michigan, who calls himself a libertarian, decided to go on the warpath against President Trump and declare that he wants impeachment. And he stuck his nose back out there again today. Total loser, total nobody. And he wants to be a somebody. And so he's trying to be the only Republican who's asking for the impeachment of Trump. And this guy is such a loser. Justin Amash, I want you to know something. I'm the former Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. Could have been the Libertarian presidential nominee in 2012, backed out, joined the Republican Party, got the hell away from the Libertarian Party. The word is you want the Libertarian presidential nomination in 2020. You're a nothing. You're a nobody. You have zero charisma. You have zero credibility. You're going absolutely nowhere. And your career as a congressman is over if I have anything to say about it at all. I will spend the rest of my life contributing my mouth, my opinions. I'll fly to Michigan and give speeches, and I'll contribute my money to defeating you as a United States congressman because you so disgust me, and you're such a loser, and you're such a globalist. You're such an open borders loser. You're the reason I left the Libertarian Party is people like you, Justin Amash. You got nothing. You have no charisma. So you hate the fact that Trump has a bigger-than-life personality and has made the Republican Party his party. It's not your party. It's his party. You just can't take that, obviously. All right, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. By the way, this is typical Wayne Root, right? That's why we're renaming the actual third hour of my show. We just made a decision today with the top executives at Newsmax TV. And we're naming the Newsmax TV show Wayne Allyn Root Raw and Unfiltered. That's the new name of hour number three. They're preparing all the artwork for the opening of the show now. Because that describes what I do. I'm Donald Trump on national TV. I'm the only Donald Trump on national TV. You get to watch me an hour every day raw and unfiltered. I tell you exactly what I think. There's no one else like me, and there's nothing else like my show on national TV or on national radio. So third hour is now Wayne Allyn Root Raw and Unfiltered on Newsmax TV. Sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests, whether you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, hoarse voice issues, brain fog, leaky gut syndrome, all of those. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So many people suffer from health concerns that I know could be helped with My Doctor Suggests. I'm so excited to promote this company. First of all, for the last 3 years, I've used their lozenges, their alkaline silver structured or alkaline structured silver lozenges, and I never missed 1 minute on the radio. My voice hung in there every single minute of every show for 3 years, thousands of hours a year. And now I use the liquid, I use the soap, I use the mouthwash, I use the skin gel, I use it all. My Doctor Suggests silver products. They're amazing. And you can't get them in a store. So the only way to get them is to call this toll-free number, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, mydoctorsuggest.com/root, and use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, like my last name, and you save 20% off everything you order. This stuff I live and die for. I really, really, really recommend it. MyDoctorSuggests.com/root or 866-660-9868. Great products. Great products. We can grab some calls if you're out there. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let's see what you think of Mueller. Let's see what you think of Justin Amash, the traitor. Let's see what you think of Democrat presidential candidates all calling for Trump's impeachment today over nothing. We found out nothing new today. Zero. Zero new. It was just a setup by Mueller on the way out the door. Say, I'm retired. I'm done. I'm out. Go get a life. I'm not involved in it anymore. Oh, but I couldn't clear the president. That's up to Congress. Oh, I get it. After what did they spend? $40 million? 2 years? What is it? 14 angry Democrat slime balls? And Obama donors all out to get Trump? And they couldn't prove one thing? That's called innocent. There's no other word for it. It's called innocent. Here's what Alan Dershowitz has to say. He was booked for our show today, but we didn't know, of course, that Mueller was going to come out today. And so Alan is probably on CNN and Fox News and 20,000 other shows at the moment, but he'll be back later on in the week. It also looks like we've got Franklin Graham later in the week. That'll be a great honor for me to interview Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, one of the great preachers in America today, and get his thoughts on the nationwide attacks from the deep state and the D.C. swamp against Donald Trump, who I believe, and I know Franklin Graham believes, was sent directly from God to save this great country. I do believe that in every single centimeter of my body, every part of my soul, every vein, every capillary, every brain cell in my body believes, every breath believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that God sent us, President Donald J. Trump, to save this country, and that these are the villains, the representatives of the devil coming after him to try and destroy him. I mean, here's a guy, Alan Dershowitz, who is without a doubt the most brilliant lawyer ever in the history of the earth. And he says, Mueller has revealed his partisan bias in favor of Democrats. And he gave a political gift to Democrats in Congress seeking to institute impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Dershowitz, who's the most, he's a liberal Democrat. He's the most fair guy I've ever seen. He said, until today, I've defended Mueller against accusations he is partisan. I've now changed my mind. Alan Dershowitz was not impressed this morning by Mueller's statement. In fact, it was so bad that Dershowitz is now accusing Mueller of being a partisan. Comey was universally criticized for going beyond his responsibility to state whether there was sufficient evidence to indict Clinton. Mueller, however, did even more. He went beyond the conclusion of his report and gave a political gift to Democrats in Congress who were seeking to institute impeachment proceedings against President Trump. By implying that Trump may have committed obstruction of justice, Mueller effectively invited Democrats to institute impeachment proceedings. An obstruction of justice is a high crime and misdemeanor, which under the Constitution authorizes impeachment and removal of the president. Never going to happen, by the way. That's Wayne Root talking. But Dershowitz says, until today I've defended Mueller against accusations he's a partisan. I do not believe he personally favored either Democrats or Republicans or had a point of view on whether President Trump should be impeached. I've now changed my mind by putting his thumb, indeed his elbow, on the scale of justice in favor of impeachment based on obstruction of justice. Mueller has revealed his partisan bias. He has also distorted the role of a prosecutor in our justice system. This is how it sounded to me as I listened to Mueller's statement live. This is Dershowitz talking. He was telegraphing to Democrats he felt Trump was guilty, but his hands were tied. When he said, if we had confidence the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said that. And he suggested to Democrats another process must take up the cause against Trump. The Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. These statements encompass the main impetus of the statement this morning, and Dershowitz then continues. Virtually everybody agrees that in the normal case, a prosecutor should never go beyond publicly disclosing there is insufficient evidence to indict. No responsible prosecutor should ever suggest that the subject of the investigation might be guilty, even though there was insufficient evidence or other reasons not to indict. Supporters of Mueller will argue this is not an ordinary case, he's not an ordinary prosecutor, and that President Trump's not an ordinary subject of investigation. They are wrong. The rules should not be different here. No prosecutor should ever say or do anything for the purpose of helping one party or the other. I cannot imagine a plausible reason why Mueller went beyond his report and gratuitously suggested President Trump might be guilty, except to help Democrats and encourage impeachment talk and action. Shame on Mueller for abusing his position of trust and for allowing himself to be used for a partisan advantage. Yeah, well, guess what? It's nice that Alan Dershowitz is seeing this, but guess who saw it first? Wayne Root. I said this from day one. This reminds me, there are two people in Las Vegas who are registered Republicans, or they were anyway. I'm not sure if they still are. But the owner of the Las Vegas Sun is a registered Republican and writes and rants with the most disgusting, over-the-top, radical, liberal nonsense. Brian Greenspun, excuse me, his brother's Danny Greenspun. It's Brian Greenspun is the publisher and owner of the Las Vegas Sun. He is such an over-the-top liberal, so radical in his hatred of Trump and his love of Hillary. Love of all things Democrat, hatred of all things Republican and conservative, yet he calls himself a registered Republican, or he did in the past. Same exact story with Jim Murren, the CEO of MGM Resorts International. Claims he's a registered Republican. He was the leader in Nevada of Republicans for Obama and then Republicans for Hillary Clinton. He's a Republican, but he only goes for Democrats. They're all such frauds. And Mueller's is a registered Republican, so he hides behind that. Hides behind that. But the reality is there's nothing Republican about him. Wow, here comes an email from someone that says, do you want evidence that Obama is directly responsible for loading the FBI, the CIA, and all the agencies full of rats, spies, moles, and left-wing trash? My friend applied for an agency role years ago. She discovered 90% of all new hires during Obama's reign of terror, mostly hired traitors. If you were a patriot, your app was denied. Just ask POTUS, being the President of the United States, Trump, to order the AG to audit the employment applications for the feds and the CIA and the FBI. Who applied for a job and who was hired? You will see Republicans and patriots were denied. Thousands of devoted trash and spies were appointed. This was discrimination. They only hired all Democrat scum and many unqualified traitors. Go to the Human Resources Office. The audit will prove it. The CEOs in charge of hiring given a memo directing selective hiring. That is why there are so many rats in the intelligence agencies. It was deliberate. Obama loaded all the agencies with spies. All the agencies must be reapplied and vetted and fire all the traitors. Well, I'm telling you what. It's an anonymous letter, but I agree with it 100%. You know what else I got the other day? A letter from someone in the DEA who said, Wayne Root, you're the only guy who said it out loud. All the politicians on the Democratic side and some Republicans are paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. And you know what else he told me? He wrote the letter that almost every politician in New Mexico, the entire state is owned by the Mexican drug cartels. They're all on the take. And sure enough, this mayor just pops up from New Mexico, and he's against the wall being built, even though his city council gave him approval. Interesting, isn't it? The things I get in the mail.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even stucky on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. /root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the two-pack special. Use my promo code USA.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Newsmax TV is hour number 3. I told you we're changing the name of the show. It's going to be called Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered in hour number 3. But I do want to mention that you can find Newsmax TV all over the dial. You can find us on Dish, Satellite Dish. You can find us on Satellite Direct TV. You can find us on cable systems like UVerse and Fios and Comcast Xfinity and Charter and Spectrum. And you can watch Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week on the show, including tonight. I had a great interview with Bill O'Reilly earlier today. It'll be aired at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock here in Las Vegas, or I say 5 o'clock, excuse me, my show's at 5 o'clock here in Vegas, 8 o'clock East Coast time. It ends at 6 here in Vegas, but it starts at 5 West Coast, 8 East, and Bill O'Reilly will be right in that top segment. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system, tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV dial. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And Newsmax will connect you to your local cable system. Tell them I want Wayne Root. And the only way I can have Wayne Root is if you pick up Newsmax TV. Very simple. So a former, I read you what Dershowitz had to say, which is damning of Mueller. How about a former federal prosecutor calling Mueller's actions reprehensible, nothing more than chum in the water for Democrats? Fred Tesi went off on Robert Mueller's reprehensive public statement on Wednesday. Historically, in America, it was required of a prosecutor to prove that a crime was committed by the defendant. The fascist deep state and Democratic Party dismissed this legal precedent during the hearings on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. They demanded he prove himself innocent of 30-year-old accusations from a high school party. The woman had no witnesses, had not one single person to support her charges. But Democrats changed legal tradition by forcing Brett Kavanaugh to prove his innocence. And on Wednesday, that's today, dirty cop Robert Mueller used this new legal tradition on President Trump. He couldn't prove that President Trump committed a crime, but his report suggested he committed a crime. Following Mueller's statement, former federal prosecutor Fred Tesi went on Fox Business and tore into Mueller. Quite frankly, I find Mr. Mueller's comments reprehensible. The part that bothers me the most is the bedrock for our system of justice that people are presumed innocent unless proven otherwise beyond a reasonable doubt. I think what he did today was really one of the most political things I've ever seen a prosecutor do, and I'm deeply disappointed in the Justice Department for his conduct. These comments are nothing more than chum in the water for Democrats. Mueller proved again today, folks, that the U.S. Justice Department is a corrupt criminal outfit. And by the way, I want to really make this point. That they are trying to destroy the rule of law. Because this is the same group, Mueller, that sent FBI agents on a raid against Cohen. Right? His lawyer, Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer. Never in history has anybody attacked a lawyer's personal home, lawyer's office, lawyer's hotel room. Everything there is sacrosanct. What I say to my lawyer, no one else can ever know. That's what America's about. If I'm guilty and I say to my lawyer, I did it, the lawyer still goes in front of a courtroom and fights for my innocence and my freedom. Now you're going to tell me you have a right to wiretap lawyers, you have a right to raid their offices, you have a right to steal their notes, you have a right to go into their safes at their homes? I went crazy when this happened. This is nothing new. I went crazy when this happened. I said, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? You can't do... They didn't do this to mobsters' lawyers. They didn't do it to Hillary's lawyers. How can you do this to Trump's lawyer? It's insanity. It's fraud. It's setting a precedence we don't want in this country. Your lawyer has to be able to talk to you. And so they're doing it again. Except this time they're doing it with a prosecutor who couldn't find you guilty, so announces he thinks you're guilty. They're all crazy. They're crazy like the man who set himself on fire on the front lawn of the White House today. Or near the White House, excuse me, in a park right next to the White House. He set himself on fire. He was caught on video appearing to calmly stroll through the park. The man was just on fire. I'm looking at a picture of him. It's unbelievable. You could see his face and his entire body's engulfed in fire. Can you imagine how crazy these people are? I wouldn't be surprised if this was some liberal Democrat freaking out about Donald Trump. I don't know that to be true, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised. Because they're all crazy. And then you have Justin Amash, who I've just gone on rampages against. This guy, I'm going to make sure he loses. Justin Amash comes out against Trump again. He calls on Democrats to impeach President Trump after Mueller's statement, as if Mueller's statement was actually important, as if Mueller actually said anything. By the way, this is the same Democratic Party that's now turning on Martin Luther King. You ever notice that? Big story came out on Friday. Of course, it's a Friday of a Memorial Day weekend, so it didn't make big news. But a big story about Martin Luther King and his sexual conquests and his sexual misconduct allegations. All the women he had sex with, and he watched some fellow pastor rape a woman and did not care, laughed about it. He's been dead for how many years? Didn't they assassinate him in 68? He's been dead for 51 years. And he's not around to defend himself, and they're trying to take him down too. Just like Thomas Jefferson. Next, they'll go after George Washington. You wait. George Washington's next. This is liberals.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.